This is Jen Rowland of Fueled Fit Focused. Thank you for joining me for today's post. Back to my roots, anchoring our identity in Christ. My family loves a good dance party. We project music videos on our family room TV while my husband strums his guitar and the kids run laps around the ottoman. Recently, my son has become quite fond of the song Roots by Imagine Dragons, so much so that I'll catch him singing it in the midst of our everyday activities. The overall message of the song is when you hit rock bottom, you have your roots to go back to. It's often those rock bottom moments that are necessary for a personal life change or revelation. Take a moment to listen to the song, paying particular attention to these lyrics. I'm going back to my roots, another day, another door, another high, another low, rock bottom, rock bottom, I'm going back to my roots. Had to lose my way to know which road to take. Trouble found me. All I look forward, washed away by a wave. In my life, I can identify three rock bottom moments. In 2001, an 8-year relationship with the man I thought I'd marry ended abruptly due to dishonesty and deceit. In 2010, I was unemployed, struggling in my marriage, and feeling lost and lonely as a stay-at-home mom. 2 years ago, a series of events with my spouse came to a climax. The words, "We need a divorce, there's nothing left for us," was followed by a period of uncertainty where I questioned whether we could save what was left of our marriage. In each of these moments, trouble didn't just find me, it defined me, shattering my self-worth, threatening my identity, and shifting my anxiety into overdrive. To understand why, God challenged me to go back to my roots, to reflect on my past and ask myself some challenging questions. Who or what defines who I am, why I'm here, and what I'm worth? In the midst of challenging circumstances, where do I choose to focus? What drives me? How do I define success? Through my responses, God showed me that while there's nothing inherently wrong with receiving accolades from others, being in a committed relationship, or having a successful career, there's something wrong when those accolades, that relationship, or that career is stripped away and you feel like a failure. Those things do not define who we are. He does. God revealed that I had anchored my identity in external things that were constantly fluctuating and not grounded in His truth. I had allowed productivity, personal accomplishments, and the opinions of others to determine who I was and what I was worth, giving them an illegitimate place of authority in my life that should have been reserved for Him. With shallow roots that weren't firmly planted in Christ, my life was a series of highs and lows, with little emotional or spiritual stability. Periods of trial and uncertainty caused me to worry and wither. But blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. They are like trees planted along a riverbank with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green, and they never stop producing fruit. Jeremiah 17:7-8. Anchoring our identity in Christ. God met me in each of my identity crises, rescuing me from my loneliness and delivering me from unhealthy relationships while inviting me into a closer relationship with Him. As I spent more time with the Lord, He revealed the following truths. 1, the root of my anxiety wasn't my circumstances. It was where I chose to focus in the midst of them. To move forward, I had to look forward, take my thoughts captive, and keep my eyes fixed on Him. I had to focus on what I could change, myself, while trusting that the same God that was working in me was working in those around me. 2, The root of my perfectionism wasn't simply a drive for excellence. It was a drive to measure up, be enough, and earn my value when my value was inherent and given by God. My past insecurities serve as an invitation to find refuge in who God says I am, why I matter, and what I'm worth. I am redeemed, chosen, valued, forgiven, loved, and fully accepted by Christ, not because of anything I have done, but because of who He is and what He did for me. The same is true for you. Number 3. The root of my defensiveness and taking things personally was my own spiritual immaturity. Instead of allowing the opinions of others to take root, I needed to ask God for strength to pull those weeds and create space for His roots to reach deep into the water. When we anchor our identity in Christ, we become emotionally stable and spiritually mature. We are able to withstand the storms of life without being washed away and walk confidently in what God is calling us to do. And knowing whose we are less vulnerable to what others say. In keeping our eyes fixed on Him, our anxiety fades. And knowing that Christ is enough, we can give up the chase of pleasing and perfecting to focus on pursuing Him and His purpose for our lives. Who or what defines who you are, why you're here, and what you're worth? In the midst of challenging circumstances, where do you choose to focus? How does this affect you? What drives you? Is it approval and acceptance? Or is it living in alignment with Him? Leave a legacy. As parents, it is our responsibility to plant seeds of faith in our children and expose them to spiritual nourishment so God can help them grow. We must help our kids understand why they believe what they do, which means we need to be in the Word too. And we must show them that their value is rooted in Christ. At some point, our children will be told they don't measure up or they're not good enough. When they receive criticism, will they internalize those statements, allowing them to take root and crowd out God's truth? Or will they bring them to Christ and weigh them against His Word? Will they get caught up in the hustle of trying to earn their value? Or will they recognize that it is given by God? Will they seek the Lord for security and acceptance? Or will they fulfill those desires with worldly things? We can help our children understand who God says they are, why they're here, and what they're worth by sharing His Word with them. Download and print these scripture cards for kids and check out the other resources on my blog. Breathe God's truth into their lives daily and remind them that they are loved, valued, and fully accepted by Christ. Call to action. It's time to uproot the lies and labels and let God define us with His truth. Download 10 positive affirmations to anchor your identity in Christ and answer the question below in the comments or in our private Facebook group. What defeating thought do you struggle with most? What would letting go of the lie and embracing God's truth look like for you? Thank you for tuning in to today's post. If the content resonated with you, please share it or leave a comment. Don't forget to visit the post to listen to the song in its entirety and download your free resources. Thank you.